Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
We're great. Thank you much. Okay, you called it. You said it would happen. The decompression, I think, is what you said from finals and all of that. This Northern Illinois game was tighter than probably you would have liked. You win 59-50. When you get on the other side of it, now you look back, is that exactly what it was? Is that tenseness and that finals week and everything building up to it, and then you still had to play a basketball game?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, anytime you go through finals week, at the end of it, you're fried. Like, it's the end of a semester. You know, a lot of college students, as much as you'd like for them not to, you procrastinate and put things off to the last minute. And so you're kind of cramming. It's late nights, it's long days, late nights. And on top of that, you know, you're trying to be prepared for a basketball game physically and mentally. And I've always felt, even when I played that first game back after exams, is always tough. And no students are there. The crowd's a little bit different. There's no one on campus. You know, it's all these things. And so I was proud of my team because I really felt like that game reminded me so much of Nicholls State earlier in the year. It reminded me last year of Niagara, where, you know, we didn't have the juice, we didn't have the energy, we were lethargic. And in those games, we couldn't find a way to win. Like, it just, we couldn't. And in this game, to go on a 15-0 run, the way our guys played the zone, you know, to see some guys, see the ball go through the basket, to see McGowan's make every play, not just scoring but passing, to see Justin Champagne make some plays at the end, to see Kareem Koulibaly come in the game and have such a positive impact just with his energy. And I was very proud of my team for that.
You talked about post-game, Jeff, how the switch to the zone was in some response to what Eugene German was doing, and you guys shut him down. After going to the zone and pressing in the backcourt a bit as well. So was that something you had in your back pocket going into the game, or was that something you guys worked up in between timeouts?
Yeah, you know, it's something that we always have. It's kind of our secondary defense. Our primary defense has always been man-to-man. But, you know, last year at times we played quite a bit of zone. This year we've played it some, depending on the opponent. I just felt that with German, you know, he's such a unique scorer, and he creates everything for those other guys. And, you know, other guys were making shots against us, and we had done a decent job on him. I'm not going to say a good job. We had done a decent job on him because, you know, he had scored, but he wasn't efficient scoring. But because our antenna was up, other guys were getting wide open shots because of him. And I just felt that, you know, first of all, we needed a change of pace. We needed something to maybe that could give us a little bit of juice. And I always worry about zone because guys, you know, have a tendency, zone is to relax. So that's why we did the full court thing. But I just thought that if we went zone, the thing that it can maybe do is shut these other guys out. But the way our guys played it, it really shut everything out. And so it wasn't just the zone. It's the way our guys played the zone, which made it effective.
Jeff Capel joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Now, I know we talked about this a little earlier in the week. Chris and myself did. We heard the cut at the end of your press conference. And I loved when you said Twitter told you to ask that question, right, about the City game. Do you and Keith Dambrock get along? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I have a good relationship with him. It's not like we talk often, but we talk. I follow them because Ashton is there. Ashton Gibbs is on his staff. So I speak to Ashton, you know, frequently. You know, I'm excited for them, happy for them. I know he's done an unbelievable job, Keith has, of getting that program established, and they're undefeated in the manner in which they're doing it. you know, with the fact that they don't have a home, so to speak, this year, speaks volumes. I'm a big fan of some of their players, especially the guard, Carey. I watched them earlier this year. They played somebody. We had a common opponent. I think it was West Virginia. They scrimmaged them, and so I was able to get that tape. And so I know they're a good basketball team. So, yeah, I have no problem with anyone at Duquesne.
Moving forward, could we see it back on the schedule in your tenure at Pitt?
Yeah. It's something we could see, but it's not something that's guaranteed. And that's just being completely honest. Listen, I understand the question. I didn't like the timing of it.
Right.
Just from the standpoint of we had just won a hell of a basketball game, regardless of what anyone else thought. And you can look at the opponent and say, well, it's Northern Illinois, you're supposed to win. You know, I understand it because I'm in the arena. I'm there every day. And so I know what I'm dealing with. And there's no game that we play that's a guarantee. That's just who we are right now. Hopefully we get to a point in our program soon, very soon, where you just say, okay, well, this is supposed to happen. You know, I don't think I will ever feel that way. I don't think a coach feels that way. If you look at the landscape of college basketball right now and you look at these so-called upsets, it's just not that way. And so for me and for our program, it was a hell of a win. It was our eighth win in 11 games. We had lost two games at home already this year. And we had a lot of good things happen. Like I said, Trey McGowan's played really well and made every play, made big shots. Our zone, our defense, a 15-0 run. Justin Champagne hadn't had a field goal in the last two games. And for him to do some things at the end of that game, for Kareem Coulibaly to come in and do some really good things, that's what I thought we should be talking about in our win. In that moment, I didn't want to talk about any other team except for Pitt. And so for that question to be asked at the end, and then what happened is that a few days prior to that, someone had alerted me that this was going on Twitter. People, I guess it's Duquesne fans, were asking this question. And so I was just taken aback a little bit. And I've talked to Craig since then. I was taken aback just at the timing of the question. And look, I wanted to talk about us. I didn't want to talk about anyone else. I'm not afraid to play anyone. Nobody. And so let's get that out there right away. I'm not afraid to play anyone. But as the leader of our program, as the caretaker of this program, my job is to do what's best for my program. And with us going to 20 ACC games, with us playing in an MTE every year, we have this West Virginia deal. I think next year is the last year of it, and that was signed before I got here. Is that something we continue? We're in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. I have to be smart about what's the best for my program, and I understand that that game is something that's been a staple of this city, and I'm not saying it won't continue, but I'm saying that I'm going to do what I feel is best for our program. I'll take input from my athletic director and from people that I trust within our program, and we'll make the decision that's best for our program. But please believe that it's nothing with fear. It's nothing with that.
Did the scheduling of Robert Morris and helping them open their building this year have anything to do with the fit on the schedule, Jeff?
Played a huge part, Colin. Played an absolute huge part for this year with that. And that was a decision that was made by me. No one else. That was a decision. Once we made the decision that we were going to go down this road with Robert Morris and do this game, then that was a decision by me to not play both of these teams, Robert Morris and Duquesne, in the same season. And so that's what I mean. It's something going forward that we could do, but that's a decision that will be made by me after our season is over with this year.
Jeff Capel joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, to go in a little bit of a different direction, and I love talking like 30,000 feet questions with you, Jeff. You're so great at that, as you have Binghamton tomorrow night. I saw Sean Miller, and this was making the rounds on social media. He got into Jimmy Dykes a little bit about Jimmy Dykes being critical of his program. Your kids, and we've talked about this before, all kids around the country, they just watch everything, they see everything, they hear everything that is said. How do you handle criticism, especially from a commentator or a former coach or something? Do you let it all die, or do you have to? do you have to kind of go back at people sometimes?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I didn't see that. Like I told you guys, man, I'm off social media, so I didn't know that. I saw a little bit earlier in the season where Danny Hurley did something that sounds similar.
Yeah, people are mad at the Pac-10 announcers, is what it is.
Okay. Well, you know, I think as the head coach, I think you have to, A, protect your program, and B, especially, even more than that, protect the young men in your program, protect the people in your program. And if you feel like, you know, a commentator or a reporter or someone are saying things and they don't know. It's something that they think or they speculate that they don't know. I think you have to do whatever you need to do to protect your program and especially protect your kids. And so if that were the case in that situation with Sean, I didn't hear what Jimmy Dykes was saying. If it's something that's fair, then I understand it. I also understand that reporters, sideline reporters, media people, commentators, they have a job too. I understand that, and they're right for their, you know, like to voice their opinion. But also at the same time, I understand if Sean felt like it was something that was inadequate, a little bit too much, or especially if it was a personal attack to his kids or maybe one or two kids in the program, that I understand him doing that.
Jeff, what's the difference, and is it any more difficult or any easier, the Christmas break between Binghamton and Canisius as compared to the finals break you guys just had? And how do you guard against having a similar letdown in the first half and your first game back a week and a half from now?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, there are some similarities. You know, the difference is that they are used to kind of being here with no one. You know, we've already had the game against Northern Illinois. We'll have the Binghamton game tomorrow. They'll get a break starting on Saturday. Hopefully when they come back, they're a little bit refreshed. They aren't taking exams. They aren't studying. They aren't, you know, up late writing papers or trying to get things in. Hopefully they're able to just relax, go home, relax, have some fun, get away from it. And then when we come back and we reconvene on the 26th, we'll have days of practice. It won't be so disjointed. We'll have the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th to get prepared. And then hopefully, you know, we're ready to hit the ground running on the 30th when we play Canisius.
Jeff Capel, Fan Morning Show. Jeff, good luck to you against Binghamton moving forward. We will chat again. And if we don't, have a great Christmas.
Yes.
If we don't chat before then, we'll talk thereafter.
Guys, happy holidays to you. I appreciate you guys.
All right. You too, Jeff. Thank you.
Really, really great, strong stuff. You know, again, that's when he's at his best. Any coach could talk about their team and the X's and O's and who's coming off the bench and what I'm going to do tactically against this team. To be quite honest with you, I don't know how many people want to hear about tactically what's going to go on against Binghamton. But they want to hear about the city game. They want to hear about his team and overcoming NIU.
Nothing to do with fear.
Right.
Nobody's afraid.
That's the hammer quote. And also, you know, the stuff about protecting your kids. You know, we had that Sean Miller video the other day that we watched. We went after Jimmy Dykes some. And it is a balance that you have to strike, because here's the thing. Jeff Capel knows that his kids, and all the coaches around the country with social media, know that his kids absolutely see everything, hear everything said about them. Even if he says don't pay attention to it, they see it. And so you have to strike that balance on what to react to and what not to react to. And I think it's a really real issue in college sports. When do I protect my kids?
Right.
You know, you see Saban once a week snap off at somebody, right? Yeah. And is he going overboard? I don't know.
Saban's just mad he can't play with 12 guys.
Yeah, there's right about that. But it's illegal, even though it wasn't.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.